Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Curtis Ellis is here. Curtis is an economic expert and policy director with the American First Policies. He is a former advisor to President Trump during his presidential campaign. I'm not sure if he's still connected there, but we've asked him to join us and talk to us about what we're dealing with right now with the coronavirus, this pandemic that we're dealing with, this shock to our system, and to evaluate. And I'm gonna do my share of this to evaluate the response to this. Curtis Ellis, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for sticking up for the most important part of our economy, the small business.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Curtis. And that's one of the most important things that I want to talk about as we go through this thing. How do we make sure that 2020 doesn't turn into another 2008 for small businesses where we kind of get left behind? But first, let's talk about where we are right now. We've gone from the halcyon days of you know, the last 3 years to where we are now, this shock to our system, where our world's been turned upside down in a matter of a month or so. And this is really testing the America's mettle, isn't it, right now?
It certainly is. This is our generation's rendezvous with history. This is our generation's test. As President Trump said yesterday, every generation is tested. And this is our test. Can we pull together as a country? Will we pull together as a people? Will we make sure that everyone is making their sacrifice, but that no one is left behind? Mm-hmm. And that's very important because, and to be honest, in any crisis, you don't know what the end is going to be. You don't know the outcome. I hope we rise to the occasion. I certainly see leadership coming from the president, and let's hope everybody else can rise to the occasion as well. Put aside our differences and pull together and get this done, and look out for everyone, because I am very concerned about small businesses. Look, the big guys can take care
of
themselves.
I want to talk about that in a minute, but one of the things that I want to tag on to what you just said a minute ago, which I think is really important. I think it was John Wooden, but I'm not sure. It's been attributed to more than one person. But one of my favorite quotes is, "Challenges don't create character; they reveal it." And I think the thing we're going to see over the next 6 months to a year is we're going to see character revealed, and by contrast, we'll identify where the character is lacking, and where you have character, you have leadership. Where you don't have character, you have impediment. What do you think?
It is challenges that build character. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, that's exactly right. That's the way it is with kids. That's the way it is growing up. That's the way it is everywhere. Long-time extended well-being is not good for the organism, for a living organism. Biology teaches that. We are not fragile creatures. We are anti-fragile creatures. The more challenges you face, the stronger you become. And that is, we're going to see now if we're up to it.
Well,
for a long time we had it real easy.
We're going to call on those experiences, aren't we? I mean, this is one of the things that I'm trying to get across right now is perspective. I mean, we've been through a lot over the last 20 years, if you think about it, since the crash of 2000. If you think about the last 20 years, how many different things we've been through, including being attacked, we need to call on those experiences and those perspectives to give us some kind of guidance for where we're going forward. What do you think?
Yeah, because, look, On the other hand, we have been through a lot of challenges. We have been through a lot. On the other hand, there seems to be a lot of prevailing there's a prevalent attitude that we can make the world perfectly safe and get rid of all risks. Yeah. Everybody gets a trophy. Mm-hmm. Nobody is challenged. And there will be no bill to pay at the end of the lunch.
Right.
That's not the way the world works. There's always a challenge. There's always losses. There are always risks. We mitigate the risks. We don't go out there looking for problems. But when I hear these folks on the cable financial news channels talking about business wants certainty, business wants certainty.
Right.
It's like, tell me the sun comes up in the east. Everybody wants certainty.
But also,
that's why I got married. So
also, they're talking about
when
they say business, they're talking about Wall Street, and that isn't real business. Hold on to that thought, Curtis.
That's not real business.
We can come right back with Curtis Ellis. He's with American First Policies. And I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.